Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the seventh week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Bunch. Father Nick is a member of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, The Great St. Paul.
I have been blessed in my life to hear the preaching of St. Paul, the Apostle. Paul preached about Jesus of Nazareth, and we have been introduced to Jesus and his message through Paul and the power of his words. We learn that St. Paul had been opposed to the Jews following Jesus, and he actually persecuted those who did follow Jesus. But he was converted by Jesus himself and subsequently went on to become the most brave and ardent follower, proclaiming the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus in such a way that we could make Jesus the basis of our lives as well. In today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we hear about how the Jewish leaders wanted St. Paul to be arrested by the Roman authorities. However, they could not find any crime he had committed, and so they placed him under house arrest. This was just one of many obstacles Paul faced in his life. But he was undeterred in preaching with enthusiasm. In his writings, he boasts about the pain and privilege of coming to know Christ Jesus and drawing others to that same relationship. Paul's writings were the earliest to be incorporated into the New Testament. He has been a tremendous gift to our church. I try to embrace his spirit in my life and preaching. His spirituality has been the foundation of my own life. I especially love the last verse of today's reading. Paul welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. I hope St. Paul will be as inspiring in your life as he has been in mine. And this is what we can think about today. God bless.